Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli narito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay huling linggo ng Enero. At siyempre pa, bukas ay Auckland Anniversary Weekend o Auckland Anniversary Day. At ngayon, mula kahapon hanggang bukas ay Anniversary Weekend. Napakaswerte po natin ng mga Aucklanders. Kasama po tayo mga Pinoy New Zealanders dyan. Maganda ang panahon at tayong mga Kiwi Pinoys, nakikiisa sa ating mga kababayang Kiwis, nagse-celebrate tayo ng kagandahan, kung paano manirahan, maghanap buhay at maglaro dito sa Auckland. Noon kagabi po, umpisa sa 9 o'clock, nakita ng karamihan ang magandang LED lights sa Harbour Bridge, both sides, papuntang North Shore and papuntang City, magaganda ang mga lights. Kaya't maraming mga nanonood mula sa vantage points, kapareho sa from the North Shore ay sa Devonport, Takapuna, sa Little Shoal Bay, sa may Fisherman's Wharf, sa may Chelsea, at ganun din dito naman sa side ng Auckland ay sa Viaduct Basin at sa vicinities na malapit, na maganda ang vantage points na makita ang ilaw sa Harbour Bridge. Ganun din sa West Harbour, maganda rin ang view. Siyempre pa po, medyo ma-traffic pa uwi at bago mag-9 and even after 10 or so ma-traffic dahil wala namang pasok ngayon. So ayun ang mga Kiwi nagsipagpanood ng magandang lights sa Harbour Bridge. Happy Auckland Anniversary po sa ating lahat. At siyempre pa, may mga parties, may mga nagpipiknik, etc. At yan, normal naman talaga pag long weekend, masaya tayo dahil 3 days of rest and recreation. So, binabati ko pong muli ang nag-birthday kahapon, 60 years old, Mrs. Adele Barnett. Congratulations on your milestone, Adele. And very happy for you that your little one, your youngest boy was there right from the beginning together with your oldest girl, Carlos and Cara. And surprise of all surprises, dumating naman ang iyong pangalawang, panganay na anak na lalaki, si Ryan, all in gear. Napakagandang costume together with his friend. So, masayang masaya. And ganun din ang mga attendees, ang iyong mga kaibigan, Adele. All garbed in the 1950s attire. At siyempre pa, napakasarap ng Filipino food that you had catered for your friends and visitors. Siyempre, hindi nawawala ang lechon dyan. Any happening na Pilipino, laging may lechon. At siyempre naman po, kahit na siguro once a week kumakain tayo ng lechon, provided balance pa rin ating diet sa ibang pagkain, we will be okay. So, happy birthday again, Adele. Many, many more years to come. We're looking forward to your 70th. Sa lahat po ng mga simbahang Katoliko dito sa Auckland, we are requested to present our submissions for the end of life choice bill. Your voice really counts, kaya tingnan po ninyo, may mga i-distribute na flyers sa church. Basahin po ninyo at pag-isipan ng husto, and please do your submissions. To guide you, narito po ang quick facts about euthanasia and assisted suicide. Euthanasia and assisted suicide first devalue disabled people. At the heart of arguments in favor of euthanasia and assisted suicide is a belief that some lives are not worth living. Disability activists note this belief devalues the lives of disabled people. Legalizing euthanasia and assisted suicide increases the risk of premature death and compromises care for disabled people in a society which believes it is better to be dead and disabled. Euthanasia and assisted suicide supporters regard autonomy and independence as the key factors that make life worthwhile. The loss of these attributes is then seen as compromising human dignity, sending the message that being disabled is undesirable, undignified, and worthless. Euthanasia and assisted suicide cannot be a free choice in a society deeply uncomfortable with incapacity or disability, and while disabled people are denied adequate health care, housing, personal support, education, employment, and community access. Second, euthanasia and assisted suicide undermine suicide prevention. EAS would normalize suicide by sending a societal message that prematurely ending one's life is an acceptable response to suffering. All suicides are a response to some form of suffering. Given New Zealand's high suicide rate, the danger is that legally sanctioning suicide for some people undermines suicide prevention for everyone. The concept of rational versus irrational suicide is in direct conflict with the fundamental message of suicide prevention and is not supported by those working in the field of suicide prevention. Numerous submitters to the Health Select Committee who had suffered serious depression admitted they would have opted for EAS had it been available. Third, EAS are not health procedures. Overseas, most requests for EAS are prompted by existential or social concerns. Example given, loss of independence or fear of being a burden rather than medical reasons such as pain. Involving health professionals in EAS violates medical ethics and undermines good medical practice. EAS, even if it were legal, would not amount to medical treatment. It would change irrevocably the doctor-patient relationship. In New Zealand, EAS is opposed by major medical groups, including the New Zealand Medical Association, the Australian New Zealand Society of Palliative Medicine and Palliative Care Nurses. Doctors are not necessary in the regulation or practice of assisted suicide. They are included only to provide a cloak of medical legitimacy. Leave doctors to focus on saving lives and providing real care to the dying. Fourth, risk coercing our elders. In New Zealand, research shows that more and more of our elders are socially isolated. Loneliness is recognized as contributing to poorer health outcomes, feelings of worthlessness, and the loss of will to live. Elder abuse continues to rise. AIDS Concern New Zealand reports 1,500 cases of elder abuse every year, a figure that represents only 16% of actual cases. 75% of alleged abusers are family members. It is impossible to detect subtle coercion of older people. The economic pressures on families and the demands of paid work are growing. This context puts our elders at risk of EAS, coercion from families and others, and from their own feelings of being a burden. Consequently, they will find themselves having to justify their right to life, and the so-called right to die will be increasingly perceived as a duty to die. This is not real choice. Fifth and last, EAS cannot be contained or made safe. David Seymour's bill provides EAS for those with grievous and irremediable medical conditions, not just those with a terminal illness. This includes people with conditions such as depression or disability. If EAS is considered to be a reasonable response to self-defined unbearable suffering, then it must inevitably expand to include children, those with mental health illness, and those who are unable to give consent. Safeguards are not effective. There is robust evidence from Belgium and the Netherlands that the law is being routinely violated. Large numbers of cases are not reported, and significant numbers of people are euthanized without giving their consent, as is required by the law. Now, the key question is whether euthanasia and assisted suicide are safe to legalize in New Zealand. Euthanasia necessarily involves other people, family, friends, health professionals, and government. It is not up to opponents to prove beyond doubt that a law would be dangerous. Rather, it is up to proponents of euthanasia and assisted suicide to prove beyond doubt that it would be safe. For more resources, check out euthanasiadebate.org.nz or nathaniel.org.nz or drsayno.nz or 10questionsfordavidseymour.nz or 16,000voices.org.nz and lastly carealliance.org.nz. A little later we will look at some more of this, on this euthanasia and assisted suicide. Meanwhile, narito po ang isang magandang awitin para sa inyong lahat. Ito po ang Bulag sa Katotohanan, sung by Miro Valera, a young artist from our country, the Philippines. Pakinggan po natin.
Ay nadarama pa rin ka ng minsay. Hindi ko matanggap, kulang ang sandali. Pag ika'y wala, sadyang kapag wala ka'y wala rin ang tuwa. Iyong pagmamahal at ang dating pagtingin, dahil tanging ikaw ang siyang lahat. Nang mawali ka ng minsan, hindi ko matanggap, kulang ang sandali. Pag ika'y wala, sadyang kapag wala, wala rin ang tuwa. Bakit kailangan puso ay masakta bago maitindihan ang sana
Ayan po ang awitin ni Miro Valera, Bulag sa Katotohanan. Sana po nagustuhan ninyo ang awiting iyan. Ang programa pong ito ng Samotsari ay palaging hinahatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on West, and New Zealand Home Loans Massey and ISM New Zealand Limited. Ipagpatuloy po natin ang inumpisa natin para sa euthanasia and assisted suicide. Your voice counts. Submissions now open for end-of-life choice bill. The Justice Select Committee is now asking for public submissions on David Seymour's end-of-life choice bill. The bill seeks to legalize euthanasia and assisted suicide, called assisted dying in the bill, for people with a terminal illness or a grievous and irremediable medical condition. Many of you will have made a submission to the Health Select Committee inquiry about ending life in New Zealand. Because of the overwhelming number of submissions against euthanasia, Parliament took notice, and your voice made a difference. However, the Justice Select Committee inquiry is different because it is specifically about the bill. A submission is your chance to have your say on the bill. Your voice counted then. We ask if you can do it again. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. First is the how. On the web, you go to notoassistedsuicide.nz for a quick link to submit. Follow the instructions. You can enter text directly or upload a document in PDF or doc format. Another option is by email. Send an email to ju@parliament.govt.nz. Put end of life choice bill submission in the subject line. Include your name, address, telephone number, and attach your submission in PDF or doc format. Another option is by letter. In a covering letter, starting at the top of the page, write submission on end of life choice bill. Address it to the Justice Select Committee. Include this submission is from, and you write your name and or your organization. You also include contact details, email address, contact address, and telephone number. And on a separate piece of paper, write your submission. Enclose 2 copies of your submission and send it to Committee Secretariat, Justice Committee, Parliament Buildings, Wellington. If you do not want your name and contact details to be made public, provide them on a separate page for written submissions or separate from the file you upload if mailing or using online form. Uulitin ko po iyan. If you do not want your name and contact details to be made public, provide them on a separate page for written submissions or separate from the file you upload if emailing or using online form. Important, please state in your submission whether you would like to make an oral submission. This is when you appear before the committee, either in person or over the phone. We encourage you to make one because it is an extra opportunity to add more information, and it is important that the committee hears from people. What? In your submission, state your position clearly. Example given, I oppose the end of life choice bill. State why you are opposed and what main point or points you are concerned about. Finish by making your recommendation. Example given, I recommend that the committee rejects the bill. Key issues relating to David Seymour's bill. Please write using your own words. First issue, you don't have to be dying to qualify. This bill includes people with chronic conditions and mental health conditions. Secondly, there is no need for doctors to be involved. Euthanasia and assisted suicide contravene medical ethics and are not medical treatment. The legal process outlined in this bill does not require medical knowledge or skills. Third, this bill will not protect large numbers of vulnerable people from the suggestion that they are better off dead because they are a burden. Fourth, the bill does not provide adequate protection for vulnerable people against coercion. And fifth, legal safeguards do not protect in the real world. Elder abuse and domestic violence continue to rise in New Zealand despite our laws. And third, on how your voice counts is when. Submissions are now open. Submissions must be received before 20 February 2018. All submissions are made public on the Parliament website. Your voice, make it heard, make it count. February 20, 2018, ilang araw na lang po yan, 20 days and 1 mula bukas. So 21 days na lang. So pag-isipan nyo pong mabuti, and kung hindi kayo nakatanggap ng leaflets from the church, magtanong po kayo sa iba. At I am volunteering, si Tita Birds po ito. You can text me on 021-0677-597 and I will produce some copies to be sent to you for your information and kung reference. At sana po intindihin ninyong mabuti, and if you can make your voice heard and make it count, the better for all of us. Ito pong muli at isa pang awitin mula uli kay Miro Valera, The Journey. Sana po magustuhan ninyo.
Desert,
Ayan po ang awitin ni Miro. Sana po nagustuhan ninyo The Journey. Sorry po. Biglang hindi maganda ang recording na yan. Narito po isa pang awitin. Ito naman ang Don't Say Goodbye.
Maging maghihit itong isipan. Hindi na
Sa kilos mo'y nadarama. Mukhang ako ay kinalimutan mo na. Wala nang masasabi, di ba? Kapit mo'y kailamig na. Pati halik mo'y wala nang gana. Maagaw ka man ng iba sa akin, pag-ibig ko'y patuloy pa rin. Sa isip ko'y yakap ka pa. Sa isip ko'y walang iba. Sa isip ko na lamang. Alam kong meron ng iba. Ang init ay nalamig na. Ba't di aminin ang di malilihim? Ikaw na. Bawat hakbang palayo ka, walang linaw na babalik pa. Maagaw ka man ng iba sa akin, pag-ibig ko'y patuloy pa rin. Sa isip ko'y yakap ka pa. Sa isip ko'y walang iba. Mananatiling ikaw ang kapiling, kahit sa isip ko na lamang.
Narito po naman, invitations for you to attend a concert. It's a celebration on voices, an evening of music for voice and piano. This will be done on Saturday, 24th of February at 7:30 in the evening at the Tyndall Auditorium, Rosmini College, 36 Dominion Street, Takapuna. Tickets are $50 reserve, or $25 for general admission. But for seniors and under 18, $20 lang po. Tickets are available from www.eventfinder.co.nz. I will spell that EVENTFINDA, EventFinder. www.eventfinder.co.nz. And of course, door sales. For more information, visit www.oaksinfonieta.org and church notice board. Ang website po is spelled AUCKSINFONIETA. oxinfonieta.org. And another announcement, kung sino po ang gustong sumama sa Pilgrimage to South America, Monsignor David is chaplain on this pilgrimage to Argentina and Brazil. It will happen on 17 September to 4 October 2018. Visit Buenos Aires and places associated with Pope Francis, Rio de Janeiro and the Statue of Christ, Aparecida and Salvador. Inquiries to Laura at laura@skytrain.co.nz or 09-921-5106. I'm almost sure maganda pong experience yan kung hindi pa kayo nakarating ng Argentina and Brazil. And I'm almost sure din that limited ang spaces niyan. So, ito po ulit how to contact Laura is via email at laura@skytrain.co.nz. Laura is L-A-U-R-A. And her number is 921-5106.
Travel bookings now. Travel agencies, they got heaps of them in town. No need to go around because we're recommending one. The best in town, the best in town. Problems are over now, you know where to go. Phone in and booking now. Would you like to have the best airfare deal in town? From convenient service that you'll get from the start. Whether business, tour or holiday, start planning now. Come on, let's fly, booking now. Please don't delay, call 377-19. Inquiries are free. You'll be amazed. You'll even give them praise. Let's give them praise. Hurry booking now. Special discount price for all airlines worldwide. Call Edith Carpenter at Planet Earth Travel. Call it is Carpenter, Planet Earth Travel. It is Carpenter, Planet Earth Travel.
At narito po, uulitin ko ang facts about euthanasia and assisted suicide. Number one, it devalue disabled people. Health practitioners frequently stated that terminal illnesses and disability are often feared more by those anticipating them than those living with them. Encouraging the self-destructive urges of persons with disabilities who despair is not merciful or compassionate. It is dangerous for those individuals, for all disabled people as a devalued group, and ultimately for a society founded on equality. Second, EAS undermines suicide prevention. Suicide is always undertaken in response to some form of suffering, whether that is physical, emotional, or mental. This has the potential not only to undermine the general suicide prevention message by softening cultural perceptions of suicide at the perimeters, but also to communicate an offensive message to certain members of our community, many of whom may be particularly vulnerable, that society would regard it as reasonable rather than tragic if they wished to end their lives. Third, EAS are not health procedures. The New Zealand Medical Association believes that assisting dying is incomparable, the New Zealand Medical Association believes that assisting dying is incompatible with medical ethics. We believe that crossing the line to intentionally assist a person to die would fundamentally weaken the doctor-patient relationship. The stakes are too high to have the veneer of doctoring obscure the essential core of what is involved and its potential harms and risks. Third, euthanasia-assisted suicide risk coercing our elders. As a practicing geriatrician, I heard some time and time again older people telling me that they didn't want to be a burden. Most were not terminally ill, just sensitive to a society that tends to regard its older population as a burden and therefore likely to accede to even subtle suggestions that they have had a good innings. That statistics show that more than 30% of people requesting euthanasia do so on grounds, including not wishing to be a burden. And is that really freedom of choice? That is from David Richmond, Emeritus Professor. Fifth, euthanasia-assisted suicide cannot be contained or made safe. Once we allow access to euthanasia or assisted suicide for a particular group, it is logically argued that it is discriminatory not to allow it for other persons who are suffering, who are also suffering, even if the source of that suffering is different. The Nathaniel Center. No society has yet worked out the hardest questions of how to help those patients who desire to die without endangering others who do not, by Cicela Bok. Ayan po ang facts. Binabati po namin ang lahat ng nagse-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan ngayong araw na ito. Yung mga nag-celebrate kahapon, katulad ni Adele Barnett at 60 po siya, yung magse-celebrate bukas at sa mga darating na araw at yun namang tapos nang nag-celebrate ng mga nakaraang araw. Ano pa man po ang inyong ipinagbubunyi o i-sine-celebrate, sinasamahan po namin kayo. Maligayang bati po sa inyong lahat. At syempre pa, binabati ko po ang aking mga kaibigan na nagse-celebrate naman ang kanilang mga wedding anniversaries. Helen and Gavin Lees, happy anniversary to you both, Helen and Gavin. And Bern and June Ganzan, happy anniversary, Bern and June. At syempre pa po, sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig dito sa Samut Sari, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. At ganun din sa pagtataguyod ng aming mga sponsors, Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wilson West, and ISM New Zealand. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Ito po si Tita Verds. Magandang gabi.